Did you know Chernobyl has its own version of Mothman, the black bird of Chernobyl? We got to talk about that. And also, what is with this whole black stick man phenomena? Does this have anything to do with the shadow people often seen during sleep paralysis episodes? All that and more on today's Peck Report. Welcome to Peck Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. With us in studio is the lovely, beautiful Christine Peck. How are you doing, honey?
I'm great. How you doing?
Doing good. I feel a lot more revived than last night. So for those of you who missed yesterday's Peck Report, last night we decided to try to record two Peck Reports after a really long day and a lot of work with the kids and a lot of work with other things. And we were like, you know, we could probably stave off going to bed for an hour. Let's try to get another Peck Report. And I don't know. It hasn't aired yet at the time of this recording, so I don't know what the response to it was. But I have a feeling I don't think it was one of our best. I think the information is good, but I wasn't very energetic.
Well, you know, our multiverse days together, we would sometimes do marathons where we would record between five and eight in a day, and it's exhausting. Television is exhausting.
It can be, yeah, especially if you have things where you know you're going to have to be away for a while and you want to get them recorded ahead of time. So, like, Multiverse is just a weekly show. So doing eight episodes in one day, I mean, you know, that's half an hour per episode. You would think that that's only 4 hours of work, but it's not, because there's a lot of other, you know, prep stuff that goes into it. It's basically a full day of filming. And it is extremely, extremely exhausting to do that for Peck Report, though, because this is pretty much a daily show. That would be, can you imagine just knocking out 50 episodes like in a row? That'd be crazy.
Oh, I know. That would be insane. And the reason why we did it for Multiverse is I was pregnant with Adam.
Yeah.
And it was coming close, and we were trying to make it so it still appeared that I was there, even though I'd be on maternity leave for a few weeks. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that was before we moved to the new format where I'm doing it by myself now, and it's a lot shorter show. And you know, Multiverse has gone through a lot of different evolutions and will probably continue to do so, as I'm sure will this show.
Uh-huh.
Because now we have Christina Peck on the show, and it used to be just me. So I'm very happy about that. So I like these kinds of stories. I like cryptozoology stuff. Like, I still don't know what to do with Bigfoot or Loch Ness. Those to me are just like the ones that everybody knows about. I like the weirder ones. Like, I didn't know until just recently that there was a Mothman of Chernobyl, and this black stick phenomena thing. I just recently found out about that, and I guess that's been going on for a couple of years. But I like the weirder kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. If we're going to talk about cryptozoology, I like the stuff that might be like spiritual or interdimensional or extra dimensional in nature. And it sounds like if this black stick man thing is even real, it sounds like it could be. We're going to get into that a little later.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm excited to do this. I as well love like all the weird mystery and stuff like that. So yeah, so, you know, I always say, like, well, just because I don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I mean, we don't see a lot of things that other people have allegedly seen, supposedly. Yeah. So it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm always kind of on the side where I just believe people. And I mean, it depends. Sometimes somebody says something and there's no credibility, or they're trying to get something from me. I actually do that happens quite a bit, because I get emails all the time. You know, a lot of people will send me pictures of things that they saw that was weird, and a lot of times it's such a blurry picture and you can't see anything in it, or it's so pixelated and like they're saying there's a face in there and there's not. But every once in a while, someone will send me something that it's like, oh my gosh, I think this is real. There's one that I've been sitting on for years, and I haven't released it yet, because it's not out there. As far as I know, I'm the only one that has this, because this comes from a online friend of mine, not some writer on a blog or something where it would have been posted already. But I have a picture, and there's a whole story behind it. We'll have to do a Peck Report on it someday, but I have a picture of the reflection of what looks to be like a gray alien, but it's not even necessarily gray. It's almost kind of like brown, but
ew.
But the story behind it is that this person wasn't even feeling like she was being tortured by aliens or anything. The short story is that there was a girl that was on drugs and everything. It was my friend, a friend of a friend, my friend's friend, who told me the story and sent me the picture. And she was living out of her car, and she would wake up in the middle of the night, and her car would be like moving around. She couldn't see anything, and she'd be like really scared, like somebody, she thought somebody was attacking her car to get like her drugs or something like that. So I'm already thinking, when I'm hearing this, okay, this is a very incredible source, because you know, drug addicts don't make the best sources, you know. She took a picture because she thought that she might have to report something to the police. What it ended up being, when she looked back at the picture, it's like you can see the reflection in a car window of what looks like an alien. And like, I went and looked, because it could be hoaxed, you know, and that's the only reason that I haven't released
Photoshop this. Photoshop is getting really good nowadays.
It could be that. It could be somebody with a mask. I even went online and tried to look up alien masks to see if I could find anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't find anything that looked like this, but that doesn't mean it's not there. And I didn't want to put the story out in case it turns out to be a hoax. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to just kind of see how it would age, even though it's not really out there, but I wanted to see if anything would come up. So far, nothing has. So maybe someday we'll do a full PEC report on that, but I got to do some more research into it.
Yeah.
Suffice it to say, I tend to believe people. You know, I still am a researcher, and I like to maintain a healthy amount of skepticism. And you know, I'm suspicious, but there's just this part of me always that like wants to believe all this stuff is real in some way, because you know, it speaks to there being a reality outside of our own physical existence, and that's
and
exciting.
We as human beings always want to look for that. So,
that's right.
I mean, it's we're naturally curious.
That's why a lot of people are really interested in this kind of stuff. And so when I found out today that there is a supernatural story of the Black Bird of Chernobyl, mm-hmm. It reminded me that we have not done a cryptid PEC report in a really long time. And I think the couple of times that we've done one, it's always been kind of the more not necessarily boring, but the ones that it's like, well, a lot of information is already out there about this thing, like Bigfoot or something like that. Black Bird of Chernobyl, I've never heard of this. So let's see. News.com.au reported on this. In the days leading up to the Chernobyl disaster, workers at the nuclear plant claimed to have seen a creature known as the Black Bird. I think part of why this is in the headlines now, too, is because there's a show now about Chernobyl, and it's been getting a lot of praise and everything. We haven't seen it yet, but I've heard good things, so that's probably why this is in the news more. But it says, the terrifying creature rose above the horizon of Chernobyl and Pripyat, a hideous humanoid with giant wings, a black headless body.
Yeah.
Now, that's strange, because Mothman, you know, our Mothman, it's not a headless body, but it like the reports say that the head was really, really low, kind of like, you know, a moth or something. So that's a strange detail. Very, very similar.
Keep on going. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. A black headless body and red glowing eyes, sending a message of doom to all who gazed upon it. I don't know about you. I'm a Mothman believer. What do you?
I mean,
I think it's demonic. I think it's like a fallen angel or something. But I believe
from,
it's real.
From what I've read about it and seen documentaries and things like that, I tend to believe these people, because they all pretty much saw the same thing on that bridge.
Yeah.
And they all, it was broadcast on the radio of these sightings before the bridge collapsed. Mm-hmm. And the whole Indrid Cold thing.
Yeah.
I mean, oh,
yeah, I
tend to believe it was definitely something.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think it's all fallen angel stuff, but I definitely believe it's real. And it doesn't surprise me that this same type of creature would be spotted in other areas of the world. I bet it's not even limited to just Chernobyl and, you know, here. I bet you could find this type of creature in all different cultures if you look hard enough. But it says, in the days leading up to the Chernobyl disaster, several of the workers in this control room of the nuclear power plant in northern Ukraine claimed to have seen the creature that is known as the Black Bird of Chernobyl. Now, that would be interesting to look at major disasters and see how often and in how many diverse places this type of creature has been spotted. And I don't necessarily think that fallen angels can be prophetic, you know, in the way that you know, a Holy Spirit filled man or woman of God can be. So it makes me wonder, is it possible that they might be influencing humans to cause these accidents, or might be causing these accidents themselves? Ooh. You know, I wonder about that, just to make themselves look prophetic, but really they're not. Either that, or there could be certain historical cycles that we just haven't been alive long enough to really notice that. Yeah. Maybe if you've been alive for thousands of years, maybe you can just kind of sense the cycles. I mean, it's like what we talked about yesterday on the members only part, how I, by looking at historical cycles, I predicted the 2017 UFO disclosure and the Israel embassy Trump thing.
Right.
I predicted something big was going to happen with UFOs and something big was going to happen with Israel. And they were going to be very close together within this 2 month time frame. That wasn't a prophetic thing. You know, I wasn't prophesying from the Holy Spirit. I was looking at historical cycles throughout time and then just tracking it forward, and it worked. Which, by the way, I think we're in that time again, because we're seeing another resurgence of UFO, of the government releasing a bunch of stuff on UFOs and news agencies taking it seriously. So I think we are going to see something big happen in Israel again if these historical cycles play out. So I'm wondering if maybe just fallen angels are just really, really good at that because they've been around long enough and they're mm-hmm. able to predict some things. But a lot of times they say stuff that's not right, too, and that doesn't come true.
No, I know. Some of it is very, very vague. Like, yeah. You know, we've talked about, like, the occult, some of these so-called, like, witches or psychics. You know, they can just say the vaguest thing that can pertain to anybody. And I do believe that they use that just to, you know, try to suck people in.
Yeah, and I don't think they like saying I don't know. So I think that
they have an answer for everything.
Yeah, if it is the vague thing, like, because my prediction, you know, was kind of vague too, you know, because I couldn't say what I couldn't even say that it was UFOs. I just said it was going to be something that promotes the idea of life out in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And typically that's been UFOs, but I didn't know for sure it was that. And I couldn't say what with Israel it was going to be.
Right.
I couldn't say exactly when. I gave myself like a 2 month window, but even then I was kind of guessing because it could have been 6 months apart. So I was vague. Now I was willing to say in my book, which actually came out before all this happened, so people can go back and check. But in my book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, I even said in there, there's a lot I don't know. There's mm-hmm. a lot that I can't predict. I don't think fallen angels, if there is, if history, not time, but if history, the events in history are cyclical, I don't think fallen angels would be the types that would say they don't know. So I think that when they make predictions, like let's say when somebody is abducted by aliens, you know, and these aliens are saying, well, on this date and this day, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And then like, 0.1% of it kind of comes
kind
true
of,
vaguely.
Yes.
I think what that is they're just mapping out these historical points, and they can vaguely kind of get sort of what's going to happen, but then they fill in the blanks themselves mm-hmm. because they don't like not knowing things. They don't like to admit that you don't know something, because that's humility, and they're mm-hmm. not going to have humility.
No.
So I think that that's what's going on. Either that, or they're just liars and they're causing this stuff to
happen.
Oh,
that too.
It could be that. Like the Mothman thing. The Mothman could have just known that he and his Mothmen friends or whatever were going to cause the bridge to collapse somehow, and then they were just bragging about it to all these people, essentially. Could be that.
I mean, if you think about it, there were pictures of, like, I mean, they're blurry, mm-hmm. and it was 1960s, so, I mean, resolution on our cameras weren't exactly right. Pristine in 4K, but they're, like, blurry things,
yeah.
you know, by the bridge.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, yeah, they could be birds. They could be a number of things. But, you know, people were saying it's the Mothman. So.
They only give, and that's the thing about these beings, all of them. And this is why I think it's all fallen angel stuff. It's all demonic. They only give you just enough. You know, mm-hmm. they tease you. They'll give you just enough. They'll give you their shadow in a picture. But you can't get just a picture of them, because then they're exposed. Then they're out there. They're in the light. You know, if you read the Bible, they don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
They always, but they don't just stay totally in the shadows either and just keep away. Like, they'll give people just enough for somebody to get obsessed with them. And you see that with, like, a lot of, like people who are really, really into Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm into it too. But there is this temptation to just get super obsessed about it. I think that can be a form of worship for these things. Like
that's what I was going to say. The obsession part.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, you can get too involved with something and with anything, and it's dangerous.
And it's not like the days of old anymore. Like in the days of old, they would be able to just get worship from people just by acting like gods or whatever. But it's not in our materialistic world. That's not really the case anymore. So I think that level of obsession, they accept that as worship. And I don't know what worship does to them. I don't know if it gives them power or if they just like it because it inflates their pride. I don't know. But they seem to really want that. And it seems like they have figured out that this is the best way to get it. And that's why I'm interested in this topic, because I think it's important to expose the plans of the enemy. And I think that's what's going on with a lot of this stuff. So
yes.
The article continues. Those unlucky enough to see this creature, the Blackbird of Chernobyl, were said to be plagued with terrifying dreams and threatening phone calls.
Oh, Indrid Cole.
Yeah, that's interesting, because that's the same thing that happened with Mothman. Still others believe the Blackbird of Chernobyl was a form of the creature known as Mothman, whose presence only ever meant one thing, that a catastrophic event would soon follow. Last month marked 33 years since the Chernobyl tragedy, and it seems the further time moves away from the event, the stories, folklore, and legends continue to captivate and grow. And since the huge success of the TV series Chernobyl, there's a seemingly endless desire for more knowledge about the disaster, the known as well as the unknown. So, Sydney archaeologist Robert Maxwell is the only archaeologist who has ever worked at Chernobyl, completing two field excursions at the exclusion zone in 2010 and 2012. He is passionate about the place in both a historical and archaeological sense. There is little Maxwell doesn't know about Chernobyl on matters of both the physical and the supernatural world. Maxwell told news.com.au that the legend of the Blackbird of Chernobyl was something he heard about when he was in the exclusion zone. So it goes back that far. He says, quote, "The legend states that in the days leading up to April 26, 1986, that a supernatural creature was sighted in the sky over Chernobyl by many of the men in the control room. They also claimed to have seen this terrifying creature just before the explosion," end quote. No, actually, not end quote. He goes on. Now it's become one of those fables that's difficult to track because it relies on the accounts of people who died due to radioactive contamination. Mm-hmm. The Blackbird has also become one of those fairly safe legends where if you try to look for proof, it might not be available because the workers are dead, or maybe the sightings were never officially recorded. So for people trying to check the veracity of these claims, of course, you've got to take them at face value because there's not a lot of history or archaeology to go on, but the stories persist even to this day. And that is end quote. So, yeah, that's something else we have to take into account is the historical relevance and that, you know, stories do change over time and evolve, and sometimes things get exaggerated. So when it comes to this kind of stuff, you know, we want to remain honest about it and say that these things can be exaggerated and stuff.
Absolutely. Anything can be. I mean, I don't totally disregard it either.
Right. Same here. So Maxwell describes the legends around Chernobyl as the fireside stories of the 21st century. So these days, the Blackbird of Chernobyl is something of an internet legend, similar to Slender Man and creepypasta legend, The Smiling Man. I don't know The Smiling Man. Do you know that one? I don't know that story.
I don't know that one.
I'm familiar with Slender Man, the girls who killed their friend to try to blood sacrifice for this
thing.
She
survived.
She survived. But yeah, they tried to kill her.
Yeah, that documentary was creepy.
Yeah, and isn't that weird that, like, and I even think Slender Man's real. I think it's a fallen angel. Like, I don't know if it's an actual Slender.
Gosh,
like
yeah.
being, but I think it's some fallen angel or some demon that's playing on the obsession that kids can have, or the fear and wanting a blood sacrifice. I don't know what it is about that is so enticing to spiritual entities, or what it does for them. I don't really know, but they always seem to want it and have all throughout history.
Yeah.
The quote continues from Maxwell. He said, "These legends." Fill a place for us as humans that the ghost stories and stories by the fireside fulfilled back in the earlier centuries. But there are a couple of versions of the Blackbird story, and the earliest known accounts seem to have come from 2005. According to the legend, rumors went through the ranks of Chernobyl that five employees had seen a large, dark, headless creature with gigantic wings and fire red eyes. How is it headless?
See, I was just going to ask, how is it headless but it has red glowing eyes?
See, that's what makes me think of Mothman, because they said, like, they said that Mothman had like a head, but it was really, really low. And it was just like two eyes kind of on a, like a little dome of a, like, yeah. I guess a head, but that it was really low.
I know. I was like, so you're full holes. Yeah. You can't have an eye.
Well, it could be a translation issue, too. I mean, this would have been in Chernobyl, so. Well,
Ukrainian.
Could be a translation issue, but it's still very, very similar. I mean, obviously, they would have figured it had some type of head if it had eyes. So, they're not describing eyes coming out of a neck. So it goes on, Chernobyl, the quote continues, Chernobyl employees began sharing strangely similar experiences. Some had horrifying nightmares, while others received threatening phone calls. The second account I've heard, this is Maxwell still continuing on, the second account I've heard of this story comes from 2007, which says that people in and around the power plant begin to experience a series of strange events revolving around sightings of a mysterious creature, also described as a large, dark, and mutated creature with large wings and piercing red eyes. People affected by the phenomena also experienced nightmares and had firsthand encounters with the winged beast. Some of the workers reported their bizarre experiences to supervisors of the facility, but there was very little these officials could do, even if they'd been willing to take action. Then, in April, disaster struck, end quote. So, as we know the story, reactor number 4 of the nuclear power plant exploded on April 26th, and 2 days later, the entire city of Pripyat, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, was evacuated. And then it was several years later that the stories of the Blackbird began to spread. So Maxwell also said, quote, because the workers apparently described the Blackbird as a headless, large-winged black creature with no head but with fire-red eyes, which most people take to mean the eyes appeared in the torso, it sounded very similar to the Mothman sightings in the West. Many people believe the Mothman, like the Blackbird of Chernobyl, are the harbingers of doom in the same way the Banshee was a herald of doom and death to many Celtic societies. Yeah, so see, they even have to put in, like, it's got to be a translation thing, because they even have to put in some assumptions. You know, most assume that meant somewhere in the torso, but it doesn't really say that. So we don't know that for sure. Let's see.
There's lots of ruins of...
Oh, you got some pictures?
There are some. Let's see. All right,
what are we looking at? What are we looking at first? That first one there?
No, we don't need a picture of the bird. Let's do this one.
All right.
Hold on. Let's get it up. Let me put this up and screen share.
All right. Which one is this?
This is the bumper cars. This is the old bumper cars. All right.
It says the Dodgems of the in the Pripyat amusement park, Pripyat Chernobyl exclusion zone, Ukraine. Very creepy.
Amazing. What, 33 years of just being abandoned looks like.
Yeah. So then this goes on to talk about Mothman, because this obviously has a lot to do with it. I have a cat scratching at me.
Oh.
Oh, it's Jasper giving me Jasper hugs. This cat's a hugger. He's a hugger. Come here, buddy.
Say hi.
Want to talk about Mothman? Huh? All right.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
All right.
So continuing on, the Mothman. Mothman sightings are an enduring mystery that began in November 1967 in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Right, Jasper? He's crawling around on the... He's going to get in front of my camera. You got it on the wide shot?
Oh, no, I don't.
He probably
on you.
That's okay. He blocked my camera for a second. That's okay. The folks at home will get over it.
Well, they better.
But let's see. More than 100 locals reported seeing what they described as a 6-foot... tall beast covered in hair or feathers with a wingspan of 6 to 10 feet and bright glowing red eyes. Then in December, a chain suspension bridge across the Ohio River from Point Pleasant to Gallipolis, I don't know how to say that, crashed into the river at peak hour, killing 46 people.
Mm-hmm.
So most people know this story. Some people reported they saw the Mothman on the bridge just before the collapse. Due to the bridge collapse happening around the same time as the Mothman sightings, inevitably, the two became intertwined. So whether you want to believe the legend or not, one irrefutable fact is that the story of one can't be told without the other. The bridge collapsed the bridge collapse and the Mothman are forever linked. There's even a Mothman statue in Point Pleasant, which is now a popular tourist attraction.
Mm-hmm.
The Mothman was also reportedly spotted in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting. On September 10th, 1978, when a mine collapsed in Freiburg, killing several miners. I had not heard about this one. But more than 20 miners who were supposed to work that day were apparently scared away by the sight of a Mothman-like
wow.
creature perched at the entrance of the mine. See, if this was a fallen angel, like let's say this was a fallen angel that was causing these things, but it still wanted worship. It didn't want to always just be feared. It wanted worship. Wouldn't it make sense that it would go and warn? Because then they're going to start worshiping these things and building statues to it,
uh-huh.
like we're doing here in America. And, you know, it's really deceptive. So this creature was known as the Freiburg Shrieker. Oh, the 20 miners that were supposed to work that day, they were scared away by the sight of a Mothman-like creature that was perched at the entrance of the mine. Really strange. And it was called the Freiburg Shrieker. And now the Mothman is seen as a grim reaper appearing just before death.
Oh.
Says, of course, skeptics dismissed the Mothman as an elaborate hoax or an example of mass illusion. Some believe the stories have actually been created by Pripyat authorities in a bid to prevent people from entering the radioactive areas, as looters are still a security problem. Now, there have been some that have said that it's like a product of the mind, and there's some capability the mind has to be able to kind of remember future things.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets into a lot of New Age-ish stuff. I'm not saying that the mind might not be, you know, that it definitely isn't capable of maybe something like that. But then why, I don't know of any reports of a Mothman for like 9/11. You know, why isn't it every disaster? Because, okay, like the collapse of this mine, that is really tragic. How many people died?
It just says
several. So, you know, a few miners died.
Yeah.
That's terrible. It's tragic. You know, I don't want to downplay that. But that's not like the thousands that died at 9/11 or the thousands that die in like wars and stuff. So why aren't these things always spotted? Why is it only in these weird select times? You know, it's the same with the bridge collapse. I know Chernobyl was pretty devastating, but it's strange.
That was a mess.
It's strange. So I wonder if these things are actually causing it.
I believe it.
And obviously they don't cause every bad thing that happens.
Right. So, or like you said, it could be that they're influencing people to cause these things.
Yeah, yeah. Like say in the instance of Chernobyl or something. So the Herald of Doom. So according to Maxwell, while some see the Mothman as a Herald of Doom, others see the creature in a different light, that it seems to be a time traveler of some kind that keeps returning to sudden unexpected disasters. So Maxwell says, quote, and for others, the Mothman is a completely supernatural entity that's drawn in like a moth is drawn to flame. The Mothman or the Blackbird is simply drawn to the energy of disasters, and or so the story goes. It's a fascinating little spooky side note to the story of Chernobyl because not many people are aware of the story of this creature, but it certainly adds to the creep factor. It'll just pause that quote for there. I don't know that it's, because it's not always in the aftermath of a disaster, so I don't know if it's that. I mean, I guess we don't really know how supernatural entities work. I guess they could be attracted to something where a disaster is about to happen,
mm-hmm.
maybe. But then again, it's like that shows like foreknowledge, and I'm not entirely sure that a fallen being would have foreknowledge in that way. I mean, I don't know.
I don't buy it.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, not saying that they don't, but I truly believe it's just.
It seems like if they would, they would capitalize on that more.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're a fallen supernatural being that could even see an hour into the future all the time, like, why wouldn't you exploit that and be right 100% of the time,
mm-hmm.
all the time, you know, and then gain a lot of worship for yourself? But more and more, they vaguely get some things right sometimes, and then they mm-hmm. get a lot of the details wrong.
Yep.
So it's strange.
Very.
We, of course, would like to know what you at home think. Leave us a comment in the comment section below. So the quote goes on. Maxwell continues on. As if the Chernobyl disaster wasn't terrifying enough, then you've got these alleged encounters with the black-winged, red-eyed creature at night. End quote. So as for Maxwell, the question remains, during his two-field excursions into the Chernobyl exclusion zone, did he see anything supernatural? And he says, quote, no, absolutely not. It was entirely very much real terror when you're there. What's truly frightening is that you've got the all-encompassing, overwhelming threat of radioactive contamination if you do the wrong thing or go into the wrong place or lean against the wrong object. There are certain things in the zone today for which any contact for any prolonged period of time will definitely kill you. There is one thing in particular that I still think about quite a lot, the claw. End quote. And I guess that is the most contaminating thing at Chernobyl. And news.com.au is saying, next week we'll bring you the story of the claw, the most contaminated thing. And I'm not seeing a link to this. So no. I guess if people want to know what the most contaminated thing at Chernobyl is and want the story of the claw, they can find it there. But that is what we have on the Blackbird? The Blackbird of Chernobyl.
Yep.
Mothman. And then that other one in Germany, the shrieking thing. What was it?
Yeah, the Shrieker.
The Freiburg Shrieker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weird stuff. But I like those kind of stories because I like trying to figure out what it is. Mm-hmm. You know? It doesn't sound like it's anything good. I mean, you would think...
No.
You would think on the surface, well, yeah, it's good. It's warning people that something's coming. And it's like, yeah, but people after that, though.
But people
are
afraid of it. So.
Yeah, they're scared to death of it.
So I don't think so.
Even that on its own, though, doesn't mean anything. I mean, when you read about angels in the Bible, people are afraid of those, too.
Well, sure.
Even good men of God will fall flat on their face in fear. But the angels don't look like demonic beings. They look like humans when they appear to humans. Well, actually not really all the time. Ezekiel saw some weird angels and John did too. But apart from that, the good guys, the good angels, they don't accept worship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't like that at all.
Right.
They correct it any time that it even starts to happen. And here, like the Point Pleasant thing, there's like an adoration for this thing. They're building statues. They're in essence worshiping this thing and thinking mm-hmm. that it was a good thing. But it did some nasty damage to those people. It didn't
psychologically.
It didn't proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know,
right.
it didn't say that Jesus is Lord. It didn't say any of that. It just scared people. It chased a couple out of a mine or something like that into a car and chased the car. Just a lot of weird behaviors. I don't think it was anything good. I think this thing is downright evil. And I don't know if it's causing the disasters or if it's influencing people to cause the disasters or if somehow it has some type of foreknowledge based on maybe historical predictions, cycles and stuff. No clue, but I don't think it's anything good. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are the same. I don't. I mean, you know, I've never seen anything like that. Per se, I haven't, but I've had instances where I have definitely felt like I'm being watched.
Yeah.
And the worst time was when I would either come home really late when I was living at home or getting up extremely early in the early, early hours of the morning
mm-hmm.
when I had to go outside to my car and get in my car and go to work. There's this grove. Do you remember in my house where I grew up, that grove, that little grove of trees that were, it was closer to the road?
Yes.
Remember? Yeah. Super creepy. I would always think there was somebody or something in there watching me.
Well, it didn't help that when you were growing up, you guys saw UFOs all the time.
Yeah, too. That was not fun.
And it's weird because a lot of the supernatural stuff, you don't really see it happen that much in like big city. Most of the stories that you get, it's in little small towns.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of become, that's why like tourist traps or tourist attractions, you don't get a whole lot of them in big cities. What you really get is in these small towns when you're traveling cross country and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an element of it too. I think that they are able to hide more in a small town. Like if something happened here in Crane, we have a television studio here, so, you know, maybe not here, but in a small town like this, I mean, how likely is it to actually get out there, you know, in the world where it's going to be this big story? You know, it might, but it's not like if a UFO goes over a city real slow, which does happen from time to time.
I mean,
there's the Phoenix Lights and that, you know.
I remember the Phoenix Lights. I remember watching that on TV.
It does happen from time to time, but it doesn't happen very often. Not as often as that kind of stuff will happen in small towns. And I don't know exactly why. I mean, part of me wants to think it's because there's an element where they want to remain in the shadows. I don't know, though, because then why do the big public appearances at all?
I don't know.
So there's a lot of mystery with it. we got to talk about the black stick man phenomenon, because this is another weird one. But before we get to that, we should get people some pain relief, or anxiety relief, or even some insomnia relief. So you know what I started doing? I love this company, CBD Pure and CBD Pets. It's one company, but they make two different products. They make CBD oil, or I guess it's technically hemp oil, but they make it for humans and for pets. It's fantastic. Every time that I take the, if I take this an hour, because I have trouble sleeping, if I take this an hour before I go to sleep, I sleep great. And not that I would take it for this, and I don't even know if this has anything to do with it, but I've noticed that I get more vivid dreams.
Weird.
Yeah, and I don't know what that's all about. I don't take it for that, because I don't want to go into mysticism land or anything. You know, it's not like that. It doesn't make you trip out or anything. It actually, you know what it does? It makes me feel like more like when I used to dream when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I would have way more vivid dreams than I do now when I'm an adult. And I think it's because now that I'm an adult, I'm thinking about stuff more, and I'm kind of stressing about stuff more. This stuff kind of helps me relax, and it like helps my brain just kind of relax and kind of go back to its natural, whatever it's supposed to be doing when I'm sleeping, you know? So I really like it. It helps out a lot. So if you have trouble sleeping, this might help you out. Take it every night before bed, an hour before you go to sleep. And, it's supposed to have a lot of really good effects. People have claimed that it helps a lot with their chronic pain. It can help with insomnia. It can help with, if you have anxiety problems, or if your pets have anxiety problems, like my totally chill cat, Jasper, just now. He's just a wreck. Well, the only reason he's so chill is because we gave him CBD.
That's not true.
He's just a good cat. But if you do have some pets that are just kind of, you know, a little tightly wound, this might help. I've heard many people say that it does. Many people say that it helps them. What I like, if you're going to get hemp oil or CBD oil, or if you're going to get it, you should get it from a transparent company, and that's what CBD Pure and CBD Pets is. They are absolutely transparent. They test every batch that they make through a third-party testing facility, so they're not even affiliated with one another, so there's no bias, to make sure that every batch they make is completely pure, it's organic, it's non-GMO, it's pesticide-free. It's like the cleanest thing that you could put in your body when it comes to CBD. You know, a lot of times when you order CBD, you don't know what you're getting. Not so anymore. So the work is done for you. You can go check out their website. Click on the link in the description below, or you can go to dailyrenegade.com if the banners are up yet. We're still working on that. But the easiest thing to do, just go click on the link in the description below. You can find it there. Pick some up. I think it'll really help you out if you have some of these issues, or even just some trouble sleeping, or you want to get a better night's sleep. While you're there, check out our friends at Coastline Kratom. So if you're more of a Kratom type of person like I am, I use both things, but I use Kratom more for pain relief. Coastline Kratom might be the thing for you. You should check it out. I like both of these companies because Coastline Kratom and CBD Pure CBD Pets, they offer money back guarantees. So if you try it, if you don't like it, no risk to you. You can send it back. Kratom is excellent. It's an excellent alternative to opioids, narcotics, all this stuff that is killing people. And listen, don't believe the lie. Well, I'll say this. Research the lies. Research what is true and what is a lie in the media about these supposed Kratom deaths. I don't believe they're true for a second. And it's not just because I use Kratom every day and have so for years. It's not just because of that. I've done my own research and I've made videos explaining what is actually going on. It's just every time I make a video, YouTube wants to delete it. So if you're a member at Daily Renegade, you can find the video there. But just essentially, anytime somebody dies, if they have any amount of Kratom in their system, it is labeled by the person doing the autopsy, it is labeled a Kratom-related death. So let's say right now I'm sitting here doing a show and a car comes crashing through this wall and just buries me in bricks and I die. Because I have Kratom in my system right now, if there's an autopsy, that could be labeled as a Kratom-related death. So you see a lot of this stuff, and that's what's being used by the DEA and really pharmaceutical companies to try to ban Kratom. So I say stock up now. And Coastline Kratom is a great place to do that because you can get a wide variety of strains and strengths. So depending what works best for you, everybody's a little bit different. Some people, reds work better than greens. Some people, it's the other way around. Some people like white strains. And some people like enhanced. Some people don't. I suggest checking out the Beginner's Enhanced Pack, because even if you're not somebody who needs enhanced, it'll last longer if you have a lower tolerance. But if you have a higher tolerance, then it's there for you if you need it. So you can check that out. But click on the link in the description below, or again, with the banners, we're still figuring out that situation. I think the banners are available on some pages, but I don't know about the homepage. So dailyrenegade.com right now might not be the best place to go. You can probably find the banners there, but the best place is just click on the link in the description below. Coastline Kratom, absolutely fantastic. And check it out. Stock up today. Now is the time to do it, because we never know when this is going to be banned. And you won't be able to get your pain relief, or you'll be forced to be on opioids for the rest of your life, which is horrible. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Okay, well, we are running out of time. I think we're going to have to save Stickman, Black Stickman, for members only. If you want to become a member, and you absolutely should, because we don't censor people at dailyrenegade.com. We don't censor anybody. So all the videos that you love, that you find on this channel, Christian Contrarian, Peck Report, Apollineering, any number of shows that we're going to have in the future, and we are planning on signing on more shows. We want to give you so much content that you don't even know what to do with it, so you know that you are getting more than your money's worth.
That's right.
So for only $10 a month or $100 a year, which that is the better deal, because then you get 2 months for free. You only got to pay it once, and you don't have to think about it for a whole year. I suggest doing the annual. But for that low price, you get censorship-free videos. You get full videos of everything we do at Daily Renegade. You get to find out about the Black Stick Man. You get to find out about the UFO stuff and how that relates to geopolitics today that we talked about yesterday. You get to find out about vaccines and 666 and the Mark of the Beast that we talked about before. And we can't talk about on YouTube because, again, they delete anything that's too controversial. Anything that's too truthful, I find, they delete. If we say Jesus too much, they demonetize, shadow ban, or just outright delete. Not so at dailyrenegade.com. So become a member today. There is coming a day when this YouTube channel is going to be deleted. YouTube will absolutely delete this YouTube channel. It's a bit of a miracle they haven't yet. When that day comes, you will want to be a member. You will want to have already been a member, because price for membership might have to go up just to compensate the cost that we would be losing if YouTube deletes our channel. It won't go up for new members. So get a membership now while it's still cheap. And come join us, be part of the family, be part of the Daily Renegade family, and enjoy all the shows. Don't let YouTube tell you what you should and shouldn't think, or you should and shouldn't watch. The last part of that, the 20% of your membership goes to some wonderful ministries and causes that we support. So St. Jude's, of course, because they cured our son of cancer, which is great. I mean, we know what really did it. It's all everybody praying and God did it. But St. Jude was instrumental in that.
Yes.
So 5% goes to St. Jude. 5% goes to a pro-life ministry that's actually run by one of our host's daughters. So Tom Dunn has a daughter who's very active in the pro-life movement. And so we donate to that cause. Let's get this scourge of abortion out of this country. And then we have two ministries that deal exclusively with getting the gospel to the Jewish people over in Israel. So they'll actually go to Israel and witness to Jews and teach them about Jesus. And it's fantastic. We support two ministries like that. So and everybody gets 5%. So that's 20% of your membership goes to those wonderful causes. So if you want to help not only grow and maintain Daily Renegade, you know, let's build something together. But if you want to not only do that, but also support these wonderful causes, go get a membership, dailyrenegade.com. Be a member today. Did I miss anything? Did I forget anything there? I think I got it all. Did I get it all?
I think you got everything.
I think
it's
so
all there.
Too.
Oh, now if you can't do the membership yet, you want to still get all the content, please go to dailyrenegade.com. Find where our podcast is. It is the audio only version of our show's entirety.
Yeah, so you won't get any video.
No,
you won't
video,
get to see the picture of Stick Man that we're going to show for members
but
only here. But
you will get the entire story.
Yeah, you'll get all. So all the information is still there. It just might be a little inconvenient. But you know what? Nothing in this life is free.
That's
just unfortunately how it is. If I was super rich and if I could just build Daily Renegade as a public service to all of you, as a charity or a ministry to everybody, I would absolutely do that. But that is not the situation we're in financially, so I can't.
That's right.
Also, if you If you want a membership and you can't afford one, we have another option. You can write for us. Now, you gotta have talent. You got to be good. You got to be able to cite your sources. You have to be an interesting writer. But you can write articles for Daily Renegade. And if you can do that, we'll give you a membership. Anybody mm-hmm. who contributes to the to the website, to the ministry, gets a free membership. And, you know, people ask me sometimes, well, how often do I have to submit? I would say at least once a month. You know, if you give me one article, that'll get you one month membership. I would like more than that. But the cool thing is you can promote yourself. You can promote your own website, your own social media. You can ask people to follow you. You can do all that, and you get free distribution. You get free publicity from Daily Renegade. So you get all this free stuff plus a free membership. If you can't afford a membership but you have a writing talent, you feel called to write, then go for it. And you can write on anything that you think will be interesting to Daily Renegade. I would love to get some more investigative journalists involved to talk about more current event type of things, and, you know, actually making phone calls and trying to get interviews with people. And I would love people that could do that. But even if you just want to write about Bible prophecy or, I don't know, just Christian apologetic issues, you know, whatever you want to write about, as long as it's something that you think would appeal to the Daily Renegade audience, send it to me, joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. That is the website. Send me a 2,000-word or more article in a Word document, and I'll take a look at it. If it's good, and if you know how to cite your sources, and you know how to, you know, if it's good, I'll send it off to my editor, and we'll set you up with a free membership. Okay, I think now we got it. All right. So we're going to switch over to members only content now for everybody watching for free. Thank you so much for watching. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the bell for notifications. You probably still won't be notified, so just make sure you check back every day. Best place to go is dailyrenegade.com. You're going to find new videos every day. Even if you're not a member, you're still going to find free videos every single day there and articles. We're still working on improving the website, so if you have any suggestions, let us know. And, yeah, please consider becoming a member today. So for everybody who's non-members, thank you so much for joining us. Till next time, take care. God bless. Okay, members only. So I've recently come across this Black Stick Man phenomena story. But I found it interesting because I remember a few years ago some of these videos going viral about these, like, stick things walking on the sides of buildings. There were a couple that looked kind of realistic and a couple that looked kind of fake. And, you know, we'll look at one in a minute here. But I guess it relates to this larger phenomenon of people reporting these stick men creatures that they're seeing.
Yeah, I'm going to do a screen share for them real quick. It's very blurry, guys. Very blurry. But apparently there's a stick figure here.
Is this the picture? Same,
it's a picture.
Yeah.
And it's a...
An alleged photo of a guy. Yeah, of a black stick man figure that could easily be tree twigs, or it would be so easy to fake.
It could
that.
Even look like it could even be a shadow from a tree.
Yeah,
because like there, it looks like that could be like a part of something. It looks like it might have been flipped upside down or whatever. I don't know. That's just my.
Yeah, that would be incredibly easy to fake. And yeah. I remember a while ago there was this story or this video of UFOs. And it was a guy like shooting UFOs kind of on a landscape.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't notice it until he posted it. And a bunch of people were saying, hey, did you see that big tree like figure walking around?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And when you look at it, there's this weird shadow. I don't know. It could have been a shadow, but it looks like the shadow is animated and moving. And it looks exactly this happened years before this black stick man phenomena kind of went viral. Because that recently happened. But this video was from years before that. This was from a long time ago.
I remember that.
And it was like it looked exactly like this black stick man figure creature thing is reported to look like. So that's really strange. And I've always thought that video was at least credible.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's true.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say for sure that it's not fake. But I always thought that one was credible because it didn't seem like the guy that uploaded it knew that thing was even in there
mm-hmm.
until after he posted it and people were saying that. And then when you actually see it, like, there's something there. It's weird.
I know. It's very... that was weird. I can play a video for you guys. Now, this... I'll screen share it in a second.
Is this the Russian building
stick
figure? This is
the Russian
stick creature?
Stick creature climbing.
Yeah, play this one.
Let me do screen share real quick. And, all right, let's hit play here.
All right, is it playing?
It's playing.
Yeah, this one to me looks fake.
This is really shaky right now. Just hold on.
I think it takes a second.
It's starting to... Oh, there it is, right there.
All
right. Right there.
Yeah, that one to me...
That looks very fake.
This one to me looks fake.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not so much of a video expert that I can just look at a video.
It's very well done, though. Well, I mean...
I've seen better fakes.
No, I'm just saying...
It's not terrible.
No, I mean, how the stick figure, it goes around the building.
Yeah.
It looked really...
Like, if you're making a movie or something...
There was some, like... It looks like a B-movie.
Yeah.
It's not...
If you're making a movie, then it's pretty decent. But if you're trying to convince somebody that something actually happened, I don't think it's very well done. Because it looks too good. Like it looks too much in focus. You can see the movements too well for how grainy the actual video is.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't match the grain just
right.
And you know, I do video editing for Skywatch TV, and I'm really active in video editing, and I know a lot of tricks and I know a lot of things, and that one to me. But again, I'm not necessarily an expert. Like I don't go and debunk videos for a living.
No.
I'm not exactly an expert. But that one to me looks incredibly fake. The video that we were talking about before that I don't think we have, but the video that we were talking about before, people can look it up. Most people who are watching this probably already saw it. But that one to me, that's questionable. That one I don't know for sure if it's real or not. You know what? I know where it is. If you wanted to look it up while I talk about this,
I can do that.
Hour Into the Multiverse episode with L.A. Marzulli, and I believe it was the one about the ghost wolves or something.
Oh, the wolf, the werewolf guy.
Yeah, the skinwalker thing.
Hold on.
I think in that video we played. I think in that video we played the video. So you can bring that up, and while I'm talking about Black Stick Men. You can kind of skim through and see if it's in there, and then if you find it, interrupt me and let me know. But I believe I put it in that one.
Okay, I'll start looking.
All right. And you know how to look for it. You just drag the cursor. Okay. All right. I can mansplain it to you if you need.
Yes, I need it so very much.
So, the Black Stick Men, they are a species of, apparently, of strange humanoid beings rarely seen by humans. They're often described as being similar to typical cartoon stick men, making them some of the strangest beings ever encountered. They're often described as being exactly identical to the typical cartoon stick man, thin, tall, black in color. They're said to move in an odd galloping motion. Some are even said to float above the ground. Supposedly, they are two-dimensional creatures, meaning they are exactly the same regardless of what angle they are viewed from. Now, that's something I would have to think about for a while. I don't necessarily know that a two-dimensional creature would have to appear that way. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, Spider-Man, what? I look up Into the Multiverse and Spider-Man comes out.
Well, it's just youtube.com/IntoTheMultiverse.
I know that.
Just look up Into the Multiverse, L.A. Marzulli. He's only been on a couple of times, so.
I know. Into the Multiverse, L.A. Marzulli.
Yeah, you'll find it.
I'll get there.
But I don't necessarily know that there, like, my understanding of how dimensions work, I don't know that a two-dimensional creature would have to be seen the same no matter what way you're looking at it. I'm not aware of anything like that.
Ghost wolves and skinwalkers.
That's the one.
Got it.
I believe I put it in there somewhere.
Oh, I was pregnant.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But I would have to think about that more, because I would think that it would be just kind of like a sheet of paper. You could view it any angle and it either. But it's going to be flat, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. That is weird. If they're viewed that way, that is weird. But I don't know anything. I've said this before. A lot of times when I hear a story, somebody will tell me a detail that's extra dimensional in nature. And they don't know it because they don't have a background in quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
And but I'll, because I do, like, I'll pick up on it, and it adds legitimacy, because I think a lot of spiritual stuff is extra dimensional. I think those two terms are synonymous. I don't know about anything being two dimensional, meaning that they're exactly the same regardless what angle that they're viewed from. I mean, the only way I could see that as a possibility is if they are somehow bending three-dimensional space around them. But you would notice other differences, though. You would notice other distortions. So I don't know. That one is making me suspicious. That's making me think maybe this whole thing isn't real. But right. But I don't know. I mean, there could be, maybe there is some other element to this that I don't know about.
Maybe.
But it goes on.
Uh-huh.
Are you still looking
for it? I found it.
Oh, you found it? Okay, let's go ahead and play that.
Okay, let's go screen share.
Yeah,
and
so this is the video that we were talking
about. That
thing
that was jumping. You see it again? It can replay. There it goes. See? It disappears.
Wait, are you showing the video of the tree and UFOs or of the ghost wolf thing?
The ghost wolf.
No, not that. I don't care about that.
Oh,
no, not
would.
The ghost wolf thing. No, in that video, I have that UFO video somewhere in there. Where we were talking about the tree, the stick man being.
Oh,
but
okay.
We called it like a walking tree because we didn't know the term stick
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in there, I think.
Well, I got a...
Do you see it?
Let me double check.
I wish there was a way I could see what you're looking at. I guess I could just look it up myself.
Well, they got a little bonus. Got a bonus vid.
I'm trying to think if it's not in that one, what one? I'm pretty sure it's in that one. You see it anywhere?
No, it's not in this one. It was just Ghost Werewolf. Nope. There's nothing in there.
What other video would it have been in? You know what? You could probably look it up. I think it was like from Third Phase of the Moon or something like that. You could probably just look up UFO walking tree stick. You know, I don't. Have you seen it? Do you like? Would you know it if you saw it? I would know it immediately if I saw it.
Go ahead and look at it.
I'm gonna.
Third Phase of the Moon. Walking.
I don't know if it's Third Phase from the Moon. Don't put that in the search engine.
Fine. You know what?
Let me look it up and then you talk for a while.
All right. What a mess.
I know.
Sorry, guys.
We are off the cuff.
Oh my word.
Okay, so I left off on this first cryptids one.
Mm-hmm.
I left off where it says. Oh, wait, no, not on the cryptids. The Obscurbin.
Okay.
I left off where it says that supposedly they're two-dimensional creatures, meaning they are exactly the same regardless of what angle they are viewed from. So where it says a variant kind of enormous.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Okay. You can pick up from there and then, like, read that and then
yeah,
the
Yeah,
okay,
I'll go through the encounters and stuff, like, and what it could be.
Yeah,
and
then I'll look
things.
This up.
All right, so it goes on to say, a variant kind of enormous stick men have occasionally been seen in the, in the UK. Okay, so apparently it's very common in the UK. There are several explanations to this and what it could be. It could be a hoax. It could be an interdimensional traveler, a grim reaper of sorts. There are some encounters. The first one is in 1982, when I was a student nurse at Worley Hospital, Brentwood in Essex, England, I encountered a stick person in the grounds of the hospital as I was walking home one night. It lopped across the roadway, having been seemingly pressed up against a wall. Huh. It stopped when it saw me and raised its arms in fright and quickly walked off into the undergrowth. It quickly walked off. It got scared of her.
You know what's weird is, like, this is sort of like those nightcrawler things.
Oh,
if people are familiar with what those are.
Yeah, it was very tall with very thin, extremely long arms and legs and very small oval head. Totally black and no obvious clothing. I saw no face even though it merged very near a street lamp, and so well illuminated. I was terrified, and to this day, no one believes me. Simon Howes was the name of that person who supposed they encountered that. And here's another one. You know, my sister told me that she saw a stick man, too, when she was a kid. Back then, it was our aunt's funeral, and she was sitting outside the funeral when she noticed a strange stick-like person walking back and forth above the electric wiring of the pole in front of the funeral. That is, she is no more or less than 10 walking distances away from the pole. She got really frightened, and she told her cousin to look at it. At first, her cousin didn't believe her, but after a few minutes, she saw the stick man too, and both of them got terrified. They told her cousin's mom if she saw the stick man, and she said no. It took several hours. It was noon until dawn before it faded away. She told the story to me, and I had doubts, but when I saw this article, I was like, wow, I never thought a lot of people saw a stick man, too, from around the world. I thought my sis was just simply crazy. And then there's a third one. The following account is slightly shortened, but otherwise unchanged, and comes from my daily record for Tuesday, October 31st, 1978. Only the names have been changed. We are all aged between 15 and 17 at the time. The Loose Valley referred to is near Maidstone in Kent. My diary record also indicates that there was a new moon that night. Okay. I will record a rather unpleasant experience which took place tonight. A group of about 10 of us were sitting chatting in the Loose Valley at about midnight. After about 45 minutes, Will leapt to his feet, slapping his head, saying there was a bee in his hair. He looked absolutely terrified. Both Dorothy and I saw the outline of a tall, thin figure wearing a hat dancing behind him. Will said later that if a terrifically loud buzzing was coming up through the top of his head. However, only Rachel heard any buzzing. We partially satisfied ourselves that it must have been a bee's nest, and we moved a little distance away. As we moved away, Dorothy and I saw a ring outlined in the grass, which enclosed where we had been sitting. Eventually, it started raining, so we headed for Rachel's house. As we left, I turned around and saw the same thin black figure walking across an opening between the trees to where we had been sitting. We had been sitting in Rachel's bedroom for a while when I looked at Will. He was reading and saw an amorphous black blob drop from his hair onto the bed. I was the only one who saw this. A few seconds later, a black shape started whizzing around. The main movement from bottom to left, top to right, as I was sitting. Getting larger during the movement, and including a great fright. About four people altogether saw this. Later, the girls slept in the room together. Apparently, Rachel and Molly saw the black blob in the curtains during the night. I, however, had an excellent night's sleep. On first awakening, I saw the thin black figure silhouetted against the wardrobe doors. I must admit I lost my calm that last night and was bloody terrified by the whole thing. I have now moved away from Southeast, but I occasionally meet Will. Even 20 years later, he has been extremely unwilling to discuss the events of that night in any detail, as he still found the memory disturbing. During our last meeting, I gained a little more of this account. He was not aware of the thin figure which I saw behind him during the initial buzzing. Unprompted by me, he did recall the black blob falling out of his hair, which I thought I alone witnessed. However, he recalls it dropping onto the pages of the book he was reading, rather onto the bed, as I recalled. Will also recalls more of the girls' account of their night after retiring. Apparently, the blob had several times appeared near the curtains and moved them, while silhouetted against a bright light, which appeared to come from outside but did not correspond to any street lamp or likely car lights. This has been the only supernatural experience of my life.
Weird. Okay, I did find that link. It was the Justin Fall episode, not L.A. Marzulli.
Okay.
I Facebook messaged it to myself, and I think on your computer you're logged in as me.
I think I can do that. Let me see.
And I timestamped it, so when you open it up, it should bring you right to the point of the video, and then
let
you can screen share that, and we can talk about it.
Facebook.
And if you let me know when you start playing it, then I will play it at the same time and we can contact on it. Yeah, it was enhanced by Third Phase of Moon on YouTube. The original footage was by Minister Paul on YouTube. And I haven't looked up anything really recent about this clip. For all I know, this whole thing could have been exposed by now as some big hoax, but I haven't heard anything. But I remember when I first watched this, that this one impressed me because it's just so weird. You know, I mean, yes, technically somebody could have faked it, but did you find it? Do you need me to send it to you some other way?
No, I got it. You sent it
to myself.
You sent it from my account.
From me, yeah, because I'm logged in as you. When we record these, we like technically she's on my computer,
yes,
and then I'm on hers. Yeah. So yeah, it's
okay. You have it bookmarked.
Yeah, it's timestamped. So you just it should bring you right to
there
the
it
clip.
Is.
Yep, there you go. Screen
right,
share.
Screen share. Okay, guys,
all
this
right.
is what's up.
You playing?
Yep, I'm playing. There is.
All right. So first you'll see. Okay. See that thing sticking up? Keep an eye on that.
Yep, and there's...
Because it looks like it's a tree, but look, there it goes.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a tree at first. Now that there's some motion stabilization.
And with then how, it's with gone.
With how much the camera's moving, it would... I'm not saying it's impossible, but it'd be really hard to fake. Look at that thing.
So weird.
And that have to that would I mean it's hard to tell how far back it is, but seemingly that would have to be so tall and big.
And it matches the resolution of
yeah, it does.
You know, everything.
Not impossible to fake, but it would be difficult. And the thing is, this guy wasn't even trying to the way the story goes, he wasn't even trying to film this thing. He was trying to film the UFOs.
Yeah.
But like the UFOs aren't even the interesting part of this. Brightness and contrast,
oh,
zoomed 400%.
There we go. Back on.
Yeah, so yeah, people want to watch that whole episode. It was Into the Multiverse 38, Justin Fall on demon jumping and UFOs. Real encounters caught on tape!
Yep.
Exclamation mark. That was when the tag caught on tape was like a really big deal. Hey, and it worked. It got almost 50,000 views. But,
that's sweet.
But yeah, so really weird. That one's always impressed me because of the story around it. And yeah, the grain is, it seems exactly right. And again, it's not impossible to fake that, but it would be a lot harder.
Yeah.
So that is, okay, so we did the obscure urban one.
Yeah.
The cryptids fandom doesn't have too much more to add. It just says that it's a recent phenomena. One of these claims that it says it has been confirmed that the stick men are indeed hoaxes and were made up, but it doesn't give any reference. And I looked up like stick men hoax. I tried to find out, you know, who debunked this thing. How do they know it's a hoax? Because there's no citation here or anything. It just says that it's a hoax,
right?
And I couldn't find anything why it says that, except for just all cryptids are hoaxes. But
they were also not to be confused with the Slender Man, which is a fictional character created on an online creepypasta. Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't add too much more information. It just says it's a relatively recent thing. People across the globe have been citing these two-dimensional-like pitch black beings. They appear to be two-dimensional. Their appearance always looks the same no matter what angle they're seen at. That detail is weird, but that doesn't necessarily mean two-dimensional. And it could be that just people don't know how to describe it, so they say two-dimensional, but two-dimensional wouldn't necessarily.
Exactly.
I've never came across anything, no physicist, no, that would say like two-dimensional being in a three-dimensional universe would operate that way.
Here's a noticeably faked picture of what
is that
looks
first
like
one at the top.
It looks like it's in that desert that looks like a sea of glass.
That's probably just somebody that did an artistic rendering. I don't think that was meant as a
no, but that's
meant to be a hoax,
clearly
but
a thing. And then here's one at the side of the building.
Yeah, you see a lot of those, like a lot of those kinds of videos of these shadow, really tall shadow creatures crawling on the sides of buildings. And that got really popular like 5 years ago or so. And I'm wondering if it was just because people were figuring out how to make that effect. You know, I don't know.
Right. Oh, and here is a little, this is a different, this looks like the first one that we showed.
Okay.
It's really grainy. And it's standing by a tree.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that one is a different angle, might be fake. It also might be a person because this is like an aerial view.
It's like those Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Yeah.
Oh, look that up on YouTube. That'll be easy to find. Just look up Fresno Nightcrawlers.
Okay, sure.
And if people haven't seen that, because I mentioned it before, and I don't know who has seen what, but if people haven't seen that, these are weird. I don't know what to do with it. They could easily be hoaxed. But there have been people that have tried to fake it and haven't got it quite right. So they could be hoaxed. I mean, when you first see them...
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, when you first see it, it kind of looks like it was fake. But then a bunch of people tried to redo it, and nobody was able to, like, redo it. And it's been such a long time, and as far as I know, it hasn't been proven as a hoax yet. So, but yeah, play that for people, so if people don't know...
Let me see if this is the one. Let me just do it real quick. That's the one.
Okay.
All right, so let me go pause... Screen share. All right, guys.
Yeah, show people that one. That's a weird one.
We're going to do this one. So you're going to see it come from this area. And start to see it a little bit right here. It walks all weird and fast. See, there it is coming in.
And, like, is this... This could just be, like, bed sheets and some kind of weird pulley or something. But I don't know, though. People have tried to...
I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird. People have tried to replicate this. And the weird thing is this is in a pretty populated area.
Yeah.
People have tried to replicate it, and I've never seen a really convincing one that looks the same. It very well could very easily just be puppets. But for one thing, what a weird design to make.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of those ones, like I was talking about before. I want this to be real.
You want it to be real so bad.
And that might be skewing my bias. Like, it probably is just some kind of weird bed sheet on strings or something. You know, I don't know. But again, it's just weird that other people have tried to do this, and I've never seen a very convincing one that looks anything like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do with that one.
I don't know.
But it's kind of like the Stickman thing, except those are white.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't.
You got racist. You racist.
You're married
pig.
To me. You know exactly where my. Yeah. We shan't be joking of that, shan't we? All right. So going back to the Black Stick Men, it says their heights range from that of a normal human being to an abnormal several feet tall. They reportedly make no sound and cast no shadows. Witnesses also claim that these figures are often charged with some sort of electricity. Now, that's weird. That's a weird detail. That's one of those weird details because the shadow people,
uh-huh.
that, you know, demons really that people like me have seen when you're in sleep paralysis. Sometimes when you're in sleep paralysis, you do feel like this kind of weird electricity in the base, like going up and down your spine. It's the weirdest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally enough, when I used to astral project and stuff when I was a new age, people at home don't astral travel. It's a bad idea. You're going to invite a whole bunch of demons into your life.
But when
I used to do that, it was the same type of feeling. It feels sort of like a really gentle current of electricity going like from the top of your head down and back up and down. So that's weird to me that people who see the stick man shadow being thing are reporting that. That's one of those little details that sticks out to me and makes me think. Now, would somebody have known well enough the stories, the relatively obscure stories about the shadow people to know that detail and to include it in this with this and to know that they might connect somehow?
It's weird.
I don't know. But some people feel
that's
that.
That's a really weird fact to just kind of put in there if it were like all hoaxed.
Most often reported being static electricity feeling. And that is similar to what it feels
mm-hmm.
like. Witnesses often claim that while encountering these beings, they feel a strange urge of aggression or agitation. That is pretty common too in sleep paralysis. You feel like from these things, these shadow people, a lot of times you feel like an aggression or agitation like emanating out of these things.
Ew.
It also says it could be said that these beings exert some form of negative energy. They are unlike ghosts in that they are not linked with any particular paranormal incident or location. They simply appear, and they have been appearing more and more recently for people. Although they could be related in some way, these are not to be confused with shadow people. So even this website is saying they're not to be confused with shadow people. I'm saying they might be similar beings.
Right.
There has yet to be a recorded case of a black stick man to attack a person, and they have yet to communicate in any way, not even making a sound. They are also not to be confused with the Slender Man, which is a fictional character created for an online creepypasta story. So then we already talked about sightings, but there was this one time, and I don't think I've talked, I might have talked about this on air before, but there was this one time, this was at the apartment, this was right around the time where I interviewed Chris White, and he told me that if you're going through sleep paralysis, when you cast these demons out, when you cast them out, to cast them to the abyss, because demons are afraid of the abyss, and they're less likely to mess with you after that. And so I decided to give that a try. This was somewhere around, and it did work, by the way. That pretty much knocked out any lasting sleep paralysis I had. You know, I'll still get it every great once in a while. I haven't had it in years, but at least not in the sense of it being
demonic.
I do believe there's a physical component to it.
Yes.
And I've had that, but it hasn't been attached with demonic stuff.
Right.
But
I tend to think that, you know, it can be explained medically with the whole acetylcholine thing being released.
Yeah.
I believe that, paranormal things can cause it to happen. But the things that you've had without anything demonic being attached to it is just because that chemical is being released in your brain.
Yeah.
It's supposed to prevent you from sleepwalking. It's acetylcholine. That's all it's supposed to do.
There's a physical explanation for the physical effects.
Right.
And I think sometimes, you know, that will happen physically, and then demons will take advantage of that.
Yes, yes.
Because a person is weak. I don't necessarily think demons cause it. They can, I guess. But I think
they use it.
I think they use it. I think that's a good way
to put it. That's a better way to put it, is they use it.
Because I have had it, since doing what Chris White said to do, just cast them to the abyss. I have not had a demonic attack since then. I've had sleep paralysis since then, and there have been times where, like, if I eat something wrong or like, because my diet is so sensitive now, if I have something that has too many, I don't know, GMOs in it or something I'm not supposed
to have,
too
much garbage food,
it trips my brain out. Like, it makes me, like, at night sometimes I'll go to sleep and it makes me, like, paranoid. Like I feel like I gotta get up and make sure the door's locked because people are gonna break in.
It
turns me a little psychotic, like, for a little bit. It's weird.
Oh, and I
had no idea that was diet related. But
there was this one time he did this. I woke up in the middle of the night. I heard somebody walking around downstairs, and I was like, "Where's Josh?" So I get up out of bed and I open up the door. I guess I scared him because he heard the door open upstairs. And he's like, "It's okay. It's okay. Go back to bed." I was like, "What are you doing?" He totally freaked me out. I'm like, "What is he doing wandering around our house?" I was so creeped out.
Yeah, and the weirdest part about all that is that was all diet related.
3
was,
in the morning.
Yeah, it was getting worse and worse and worse. There were so many times I kept waking up thinking I heard people walking in the house, or like thinking that at best thinking the kids were getting up and screwing around and getting into stuff.
Yeah.
But that paranoia, like that fear, whatever it was getting worse and worse and worse. I didn't know what it was. I didn't believe it was demonic necessarily because it didn't feel like that. It was something different. And I really was starting to think, am I just going, like, insane? And I would always just feel this heavy kind of doom feeling, and I always thought I was gonna die for some reason.
Yeah. Always talking about death.
It was just dying.
And I'm like,
and not in a depressed way, but I felt like I'm gonna have a heart attack. Like, I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. Unrelated, I changed my diet. I went on the carnivore thing. And then I'll get to the story about the Chris White time, and then we can wrap it up. But because that has to do with the stick man thing. But I cleaned up my diet. I was eating only meat, and I basically, like, reset my physiology, and that stopped the nighttime paranoia and the doom feeling, and all of it stopped, and I started sleeping great. It was something that's in our food. There's something in our food that was causing some kind of weird chemical imbalance in my brain or something. Because it went away completely when I fixed my diet.
Yep.
And the only time I get it now is if I accidentally eat something with, like, nitrates in it or something like that.
Or too much flour.
Yeah, yeah. Which I basically stay away from that as much as I possibly can.
Oh, it's bleach. It's garbage.
But every once in a while, it's not completely unavoidable. And sometimes you get something in food that you don't read the label right. But that's the only time that it even remotely comes back. And it doesn't come back as bad, because when it was happening, I mean, you think about it, that's a whole lifetime of garbage food, you know.
Yeah.
Garbage chemicals stored up. So one day, if I have like a bad episode, I'm not getting up in the middle of the night and walking around trying to find who just broke in.
Right.
You know, but I will kind of start to feel it come on and be like, oh no, I ate something I shouldn't have ate. All right, I won't eat that again.
And it's really easy now to pinpoint what it would be because your diet is so basically you do keto and you do carnivore.
Yeah, it's rare that I stray outside of that. So like certain, like most cheeses are okay, but sometimes like certain cheeses from certain places, like, so if I like at our local restaurant, if I have cheese on a burger patty, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other places where I can't eat their cheese because it's, I don't know, it's different.
Because
it's
our restaurants here in town buy things from farmers.
Right.
Right from the farm. So yeah. It's all like farmer's market.
Yeah, because there was...
We don't have too much garbage food.
I don't remember where it was, but it was when I was first getting off of carnivore and onto like a keto thing. And we were in a rush. We were going somewhere and we stopped and we just got a drive-through thing and I got a burger patty with extra cheese on it. And that messed with me. And it was the cheese.
Fake plastic cheese.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, so bad.
So that time around the Chris White time, we were at the apartment and this was the weirdest thing. I was laying in bed and I got a sleep paralysis episode. And I the way I was laying, I was facing the wall and I saw the corner here. And then I had kind of a wide, like, you know, a lot of times you can move your eyes. You just can't. You can move your eyes and your tongue. The reason you can move your tongue, by the way, that chemical that goes off in your brain, it doesn't go into your tongue because if it did, it would fall back into your throat while you sleep. You'd choke to death. That's why if you have sleep paralysis and you find you can move your tongue, that's why.
That's, yeah.
Because sometimes I've used that to try to like wedge my tongue because you can't really move your mouth that well.
No,
you can't move
your
teeth.
Jaw is clenched.
So I'll try to scrape my tongue against my teeth to wake myself up. But anyway, so you can move your eyes. I could see like the corner of the wall and then I could see down to where the door was. And all of a sudden it was like a shadow person. It was a demonic thing. But this stick-like figure, very tall, came out from where the corner was, and I didn't hear this. I didn't hear it, but it was just something I kind of knew or sensed, but it was these words came to me. This is a spirit of Antichrist.
Ugh.
And that was the weirdest. I've never gotten anything like that before, like from any sleep paralysis things. And I didn't feel like it was even this thing that was telling me that. It was just something. It, for anybody who's ever had an experience like that, where something is just downloaded into you, a lot of people use that word. Then you probably are familiar with this sensation. But this was one of the only times I've ever had this. It wasn't a voice. Like I didn't hear anything. It wasn't even a voice in my head exactly. It was sort of like that, but not exactly. But it was just, I don't know. It was just those words. This is a spirit of Antichrist. And this thing floated sort of. I don't know if it was floating or gliding or what, but it moved past me and then went to around the door and out, and it was gone. And then immediately when I came out of it, I remembered what Chris White had said. And so I did the whole routine, and I cast out any evil spirits or any demons or fallen angels or anything. And I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command all of you, any spirit that's not of God or that doesn't know Jesus is Lord, you know, I command all of you. I command you to the abyss. And that was the last time that I had like a major actual demonic sleep paralysis episode where there was an actual demonic sighting. That I think that was the last time, but I still don't know why I was shown that. I don't know why I saw that. Don't know what it means or what it was for, or I have no clue. But it was weird, and it was one of the. It looked similar to what these people describe as like the shadowy stick kind of figure. It was similar to that. Maybe not exactly. You know, it was very similar to that. I really can't think of anything that's too different from it. I mean, it was tall. It was stick. I just didn't think of it as like a stick figure at the time. But
oh wow!
But so that's my story.
Oh, that is creepy. Yeah, I can't recall anything. I mean, I've had them. I've had them quite a bit growing up.
Them what?
Like experiences, like sleep paralysis, things opening the closet, things walking upstairs. My house was built on Indian burial ground.
Yeah.
So a lot of things happened. There were mounds in the back. We would find arrowheads all over our property. So there was weird things that would go on, but nothing recently, because really since leaving the trailer,
yeah,
we haven't had anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been very, very rare, if at all. And the second it does happen, we just cast it out in Jesus' name, and then it's done.
It's just gone.
Years at a time.
I've had some crazy things over at the rental house.
Yeah.
Before we bought this house. It was just really strange. A quick story. After Adam was born, my son Adam, he's almost three. He'll be three in a few months, in September. I had him laying in the little bassinet by the bed, and I had some sleep paralysis. And this is the last one I really remember.
Yeah.
Where I was asleep and I couldn't get out of it. Something was standing over my son in the bassinet, and it was a tall figure of a woman. She looked like kind of like greenish black and gray, like a rotting skin type of look. And she was tall, and she looked over at me, and she's like, I am going to have your son. I want your son, and I'm not going to stop until he's 9 years old, which I don't understand the whole reference of nine or whatever.
I don't think there is any. I think a lot of times these fallen beings, they talk like that, hoping that we're going to latch on and try to find some meaning in it. No, but really,
I've never looked for a meaning of that. Mm-hmm. I know nine in the Bible means judgment, but you know, that's it. But anyway, it was the last time I really, you know, I finally got out of it. And the creepy thing was that when I woke up, there was a blanket over his face, which was not anywhere near the bassinet before. And that was the creepiest thing, because there's just a blanket. I mean, he was crying, you know, there was something over his face, and he couldn't, he was hard to breathe. He's a baby. He can't just take it off. So anyway, I mean, that was the last weird sleep paralysis thing that I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird stuff. And I'm sure a lot of people watching and probably had their own experiences too. Like, sleep paralysis is pretty common. And I do believe that there is a demonic element to it in some people who are being attacked. I do believe you can have sleep paralysis without the demonic attack. Mm-hmm. And I believe you can have demonic attacks without the sleep paralysis. But I think that they take advantage of, stuff like that, you know, in people. But yeah, so that is the Black Stick Man. That is the Chernobyl Mothman. Covered a lot of ground today.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
There's like a timestamp in your recording. How long does it say we've been recording for?
An hour and 26 minutes.
That's great. Well, hey, maybe we'll have to put this on a DVD someday or something.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, good deal. Well, thank you, everybody, for being a member. I want to know what you think about this stuff. What's been, like, the craziest things you've seen? What sort of things have you seen? How do you interpret it? What do you think these things are? Or maybe you haven't seen anything at all. Do you think that this is just all nutty or what? Leave us a comment on the page that you're viewing this on dailyrenegade.com, and really appreciate you being members and joining us for this discussion. Thank you for coming back on the show, Christina.
Thank you for having me. Now, I won't be here for a few days next week,
right?
Because I've got to take Nathan to the hospital. So he's getting a spinal spinal tap, and he's got some treatments, and so we're leaving Tuesday morning early and won't be back until Thursday night.
Right.
So I'll be gone for a little bit, but it's this last round for this phase.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thankful.
Awesome. Yeah. So we still have a long road ahead. It's still going to be a couple of years
before
we get through everything. But hey, it's worth it, because he's alive and he's in remission, and everybody loves him, and you're praying for him, and we just can't thank you guys enough. All that being said, I think that is it.
Yep, I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on yet another Peck Report. Till next time, take care and God bless.